You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Roto. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Roto Experts in the Morning starts now.
Hour number two, Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Matt Monica, Scott Engel, Corey Parson, we're all here this morning getting you ready for week number three. Off to a great start after Thursday night's affair between the Rams and the San Francisco 49ers. I have to make sure they were still in San Francisco before I said it, because
you never know.
You never know. I guess technically they're the Santa Clara
49ers. Santa Clara 49ers.
I did read a report yesterday from somewhere, I might have been the big lead, that said the NFL wants to move the Chargers back to San Diego after the disaster of them in L.A.
Yeah, it's a shame that they left San Diego. I thought that was, you know, the perfect spot for them. As someone who lived in Los Angeles for like 4.5 years, there was no really outcry for an NFL team. I believe there should be at least one team there.
Yeah, I agree, but it's got to be the Rams.
Yeah, and you know, putting two... You know, they have USC already, so now they have three NFL teams.
Correct. So the Chargers are definitely getting the short end of the stick. They played a 27,000-seat stadium that was full of Dolphin fans last weekend. So not exactly a fantastic look. So in looking at some of the major injuries going into week three, and of course, we'll find out more as the days progress and the hours progress, and the biggest thing is we started this on Monday, and we moved it to Wednesday, and now we are here, and it has been the tight ends, and how volatile the position is, how injured a lot of these guys are, and I'm going to kind of bring them up in order of least likely to play to most likely to play, and hopefully you guys will be able to give us some options on who to replace these tight ends with, and every situation is different, every waiver wire is different, every availability is different. So let me start at the top. Jimmy Graham seems to be extremely, extremely questionable with an ankle injury, and then it came out maybe a little bit of a knee injury. Scotty, I don't think Jimmy Graham plays on Sunday, do you?
No, and you look at the new inside injuries report on rotoexperts.com, and they're not very optimistic, and they talk about a lot of the tight ends. They say, you know, if this is the one report indicated a high ankle sprain, and inside injuries is maybe 4 to 6 weeks, and even if Graham isn't into the game when you watch the film, Russell Wilson's lost confidence in him. Graham was wide open twice last week, and he didn't go to him because Graham is dropping passes when he plays. So I don't expect him to play because of that injury, but you know, I guess help get his head clear too, because I don't know what's in his head. He's not playing well.
Yeah, Jimmy Graham has not been the guy that a lot of people drafted. And he's one guy I feel like the industry's really gotten wrong.
I've been wrong on him. I was in the Jimmy Graham business. It hasn't worked out so far. The guy I would look this week would be Benjamin Watson.
Oh, yeah.
Coming off of that performance last week. You know Flacco loves the tight end.
Yep.
Going to London, I think it's going to be more versus a good defense. So I don't think it's going to be like an open offense.
And during the summer, when nobody else was mentioning him, Corey was saying Ben Watson could be a factor at some point this season. Joe Flacco loves to throw down the seam, down the hash marks.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Ben Watson seems like a legitimate option this week. I know the BFFs are considering starting him themselves. Jimmy Graham, we're putting him in the no column. What about the other tight ends this week? Jordan Reed, Rob Gronkowski,
Eifert.
Tyler Eifert. We'll talk about those three players when we return. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
We put Jimmy Graham officially officially in the no column for this weekend, for Sunday. No. Let's move on to, again, I am going in order of players, I think, of the order that least likely to play to most likely, which brings me to Tyler Eifert. Tyler Eifert. Yes or no, Matt Modica?
Yeah, that's a negative. Unfortunately, one team I have Graham and Eifert. That was a mistake.
Not great.
Negatory. There are already reports out there that he's probably not going to play.
This is
number 74 tight end.
You know how I feel about Tyler. I don't ever expect Tyler Eifert to play.
Corey, you're supposed to call him TE, yeah. Right?
Did I say that? I cut.
Got guys you don't like, you just call him by initials now.
I didn't know he was on that list.
I thought he was.
Yeah, he might as well be.
Nah, shout out to you, fantasy exec. You were saying it all summer.
I can't fool with that guy.
I sat here and I didn't listen. I was kind of like Scott.
Nah, you'll never be that good.
Old man tripping.
Says the guy who's quoting Happy Days.
So Tyler Eifert is out this week, according to our guys, the Roto Experts in the Morning. That brings me to our next participant in the tight end roulette. That would be Jordan Reed. Jordan Reed did get some practice in on Thursday, or at least stretched. But listen, on Wednesday, I believe it was, Jay Gruden's like, yeah, this dude's beat up. His knee, his foot, his ankle, his back, his shoulder. It's just like, all right, we get it. We get it. It's Jordan Reed. He's always hurt. Do you believe he plays, Matt Modica?
I think it may be a Vernon Davis Sunday night special. You know, I have him maybe in like one or two leagues, and you were happy to get him in the late sixth round, early seventh round, and he did fall while he was on the pup list. And the talent's there, but it's like a major headache. It really is. I think maybe the smart move is this guy needs to be rested.
Do you believe he plays, King?
Look, I think limited practice. You go to the player cards on rotoexperts.com in the exclusive edge package. Enter free radio checkout for a special discount. Inside injuries on every player card. Injury risk category high. Health performance factor below average. Overall injury risk 34%. So at 34%, I think he's going to play, but I don't think he's going to be very productive. I think he will play, but I'd rather not play him in fantasy.
Those player cards are kind of sweet on the Roto Expert site. So I know. Check them out.
Yes.
Do you believe he plays, Mr. Exec?
No.
You don't believe he plays?
Mm-mm. I don't really have it like I don't know what to think the opinion of this is. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know. No, maybe I'm stuck with it a little bit.
You see, Corey, you know, I was doing my live chat last night, and I kind of know where you're going. Because somebody says, do you think DeMarco Murray is going to play? And I said, I can't create an answer where I don't have any. You don't know exactly how the body is going to heal. The doctors are going to determine this. We are not. Now, when you see something like Graham and you see the reports, you can see he's clearly going to play. With Jordan Reed, the best we can do is we can read the inside injuries cards, you know, which our version of tea leaves, and say, it looks like he's going to play.
He gets out there a lot.
But then should you play him?
I'm worried about him leaving the game.
I just said, I think he's going to play. No. I'm just saying, I think he's going to play, but I wouldn't want to use him. I think you're going in that direction, too. Yeah,
I'd be terrified to use him.
But and the thing about it is you can't like sit him because he could go crazy. I think you got to, he's in my lineups. I got him in one spot. He's in my lineup.
So, that's obviously my next question, right? If he plays, if he's active, do you play him? And unfortunately, this is a Sunday night game. And if you don't own Vernon Davis, this is an issue.
Yeah, like, no,
you're gonna have to worry about this all day.
Like I say, when you're in doubt, go with the healthy play. If you got a decent alternative, like a Zach Miller, you know, just plug him in.
I am so glad that you brought up Zach Miller, because I got two questions last night on the same exact question, and that's, if I own Zach Miller, do I start him Sunday at 1, or do I wait for Jordan Reed?
And I would say go with the healthy alternative at 1 o'clock.
I'm with Scott on that. If at 1 o'clock when I got to make that decision, whatever, 12:45, I'm going to wait, but I pretty much know. Even if Reed starts, is he going to finish? That's the question. So I'm going to go with Miller. He's been getting the targets and stuff. So for me, as much as I don't want to sit Reed, I think you have to.
Corey,
what's up?
Would you start Zach Miller over Jordan Reed on Sunday?
That's difficult for me to do that. It really is. It's tough. That's an excellent matchup. But I think I would. I'll do the Vernon Davis thing.
What if you didn't own Vernon Davis? What if you don't own Vernon
Davis?
He's
available in 100% of leagues.
I'll say this. In one of my leagues, and I know Scott would never do this, in one of my leagues, the person playing Jordan Reed picked up Vernon Davis.
I said, that's a brilliant move. I do it every week. I do something like that.
Super. I mean, yeah. That is an excellent, excellent move.
I mean, I think it's foolish not to look at your opponent's team. You feel what I'm saying? And try to gain some kind of advantage on them when you have the opportunity. That's the way I
only
look
do
it.
That during the playoffs, and I don't think it's foolish because I could only worry about my own roster. I can't control theirs.
But I just gave you an example of how you can.
Exactly. You can control his look, by not letting him go get Vernon Davis and forcing him to play.
Yeah, but I don't want to cut somebody that I need to get.
You should some of the players on your lineups, you should be cut.
You're talking about Eddie Lacy, yeah.
Williams should be cut.
That's a dynasty league.
Tyler Gabriel,
you're gonna
should
tell
be
me
cut.
How to run Taylor. You're gonna, Taylor, t- you're gonna me. Tell me how to run my roster. That's, when I beat you with Eddie Lacy in the lineup.
Cardano put it in my contract.
Really?
To help Scott.
Really? This
I'm
is
supposed
like,
to do that.
So how can you help me when you lose against me all the time? And he's like, oh, help me, Mike. Help me.
All right.
Help me. Scott's beating me. Help me.
So I'll say this.
I retired that guy from fantasy football.
Great. All right. Fantastic. Can I get back to Vernon Davis now?
What? Yes, you can.
Thank you.
I give you permission.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So you said you don't know who to cut for a guy like Vernon Davis in this scenario.
Yeah.
In my league, someone cut Marlon Mack, who I don't think is going to play this weekend either. They cut Marlon Mack for this 1 week for Vernon Davis.
Well, couldn't Scott just cut Eddie Lacy for Vernon Davis?
Yes.
I cut him already.
But the
I want to cut Matt Modica.
the point is,
we're not allowed to joke. Stop it.
The point is that if your opponent has Jordan Reed, I mean, this is a move that you make, and I give a lot of credit.
You can't do that every time, though.
No,
you really can't. Scott's got a point on that way.
But Sunday Night Football, you can.
If you do have somebody that you were going to cut, you know, you were looking to get rid of, and you see your opponent does have that, and say it's Saturday, I'm picking up Vernon.
As Corey just said, you are forcing your opponent into a corner. They're not going to be able to wait on Jordan Reed's status. He's going to have to play Zach Miller as you have said, Scott.
Look. That's a good move by Corey, okay? But what I'm saying is I'm not going to run out to waivers looking at everybody else's
TV
lineups.
I know
that
Corey's,
you know,
frivolously looking at waiver wire for everything.
I don't normally pick up guys to block other teams because I got to look at mine first. But I'll do it in an instant like that where I have to win the game. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I'll also do it during the playoffs because there's a lot less teams involved.
Because there's a lot less teams involved doesn't mean that you shouldn't try to stop your opponent because you're playing one person. You'd like to beat him.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, though, is like, you know, once the lineup is set, it's set. I can't worry about who he puts in for the most part. There are exceptions like Corey and you have mentioned. But
sure.
For the most part, I don't worry about who my opponent plays because I can't control most of it.
Oh, this is actually fantastic. I just looked at my opponent in one of my leagues. He has Jimmy Graham. You guys say Jimmy Graham's not going to play. His backup tight end is Ed Dixon. So,
ooh, yes,
yes. Although Ed Dixon, although I'm waiting for Ed Dixon against New Orleans,
he's going to have it. Well, I mean, not for nothing.
What was that tight end from the Giants who caught like 3 touchdowns a few years ago?
Which one?
The one on Sunday night, I think it was.
Will Ty, Larry Donnell.
Larry Donnell. Well, it's been a Larry Donnell kind of game.
I love Larry Donnell. Yeah. Big fan of him. All right. Then you get to the big kahuna, right? You get to Rob Gronkowski, who, much like the rest of the Patriots, Chris Hogan, Danny Amendola, Philip Dorsett, all these guys left this game injured on Sunday, except for Rex Burkhead. They're all practicing. Every one of them, at least in a limited fashion, they are all practicing outside of Rex Burkhead. They seem likely, Corey, to all play.
Yeah, it looks like they're all going to play. I wouldn't have no problems putting in my lineups this week.
So, all of them are in? Hogan, Amendola, Dorsett in your lineup this week?
No, not Dorsett. I'm talking about the guys that, you know.
Amendola, Hogan, Gronk.
Yeah, I'm putting Amendola in some spots this week. I missed out on him on that fab bid the other night, but I just wasn't comfortable paying $700 for Danny Amendola. And that might be $100 a game the rest of the way, or $100 a snap the rest of the way, knowing Danny Amendola. But no, I think he goes out there. I like Danny Amendola this week, especially in the PPR. I'm putting him out there in my league, so I'm rocking with him.
Yeah, new inside injuries Q&A on rotoexperts.com. It says, despite all of their injuries, the Patriots shouldn't take any risk with Gronk. His injury history and recent back surgery makes him a player that can't afford another setback.
That's fantastic, but they're going to.
Yeah.
My question is DeAndre Hopkins this week? You know, The Patriots versus the rookie quarterback, I think they're going to get. I know he threw it a ton, but I don't. I do not like this matchup for him.
Yeah, you know, he's going to get opportunities. I don't know what we'll do with that. We'll talk more about DeAndre Hopkins against the Patriots when we get into that game in particular. Patriots and Texans is going to do game by game coming up in just a little while from now. So there are all the tight end injuries. I need to know who to replace these tight ends with. You brought up Mr. Modica. You brought up Ben Watson a moment ago. You think a big game for him. Other than Ben Watson, Scott, you brought up Zach Miller. Those are two major tight ends that you can replace some of these injured guys with. Corey, when we come back, I'm expecting a tight end from you that you can go replace some of these injured tight ends with. A lot of tight ends injured. How do you replace them? We'll break that down and go through the rest of the injuries around the NFL coming up next. Ezekiel Elliott. Carl Anthony Towns. Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes. All right, so, Matt Modica, you have thrown out to the mass Ben Watson in London against the Jacksonville defense as your replacement tight end for some of the big guys. Mm-hmm. Scott Kingangle, you have thrown out Zach Miller, Chicago Bears, healthy tight end. You throw him in there as a replacement for some of these major tight ends that are out. Corey.
Yo.
You got a tight end you can give us?
Well, it depends on, like, the depth situation in your league. What you want to do at the tight end position. Like, a lot of the leagues that I'm looking at right now, the best option that I have on my wire is Jesse James. Jesse James has been decent, mainly touchdown dependent, but he can get you 5 to 8 points in the PPR. Now, the thing with the tight end position is, it's like tight ends be under-owned week in and week out. Like Jason Witten, who's killing right now, he's owning 85% of ESPN leagues. Kobe Fleen is only owning 40% of ESPN leagues. Austin Hooper owning 40% of ESPN leagues. Jack Doyle owned in 70% of ESPN leagues. So, Eric Ebron owned in 46% of ESPN leagues. So, it's plenty of guys out there. If I would have to rank those players right there, I think I would go with Kobe Fleener.
Kobe Fleener is an
get the good players. Get Kobe Fleener. Get Austin Hooper.
Sure.
Get Eric Ebron. Go get the good players. If you don't have to go down to the Ben Watson levels, like we do in some of our leagues where the wearing wise a little bit more barren, don't fool with it. Go with the guys that can finish as a tight end one this week.
I'll give you one if you have to dig deep. David Njoku of the Browns.
Njoku's interesting this week.
Yeah.
He is. He really is interesting this week.
Gerald Everett burned him last week too.
So Njoku, a deep sleeper. All these guys aren't available on your wire.
I mean, yeah, if you're going really deep, then Ben would be like Evan Ingram or Austin Tefarian Jenkins if he's back with McNown's love for the tight end. But I just wasn't happy with that report. Look, maybe it was coach speak and just trying to motivate the kid. But I cut Austin Tefarian Jenkins for Evan Ingram. I wasn't playing.
What about with all the injuries, the Patriots, Dwayne Allen?
The Patriots don't have the injuries anymore. As I just stated, they're all playing, every one of them. Chris Hogan, Danny Amendola, Philip Dorsett, Rob Gronkowski, they're all playing on Sunday. So I can't do the Dwayne Allen thing. Also, Dwayne Allen sucks. So there's that too. Hey, there's all these other injuries, forgetting the tight end positions, that we need to get into. And that comes down, gentlemen, let's go back to Jordan Howard. It's kind of where we start. I believe it's the first time we talked about Monday morning, and it's a... what we're going to get into right now. Jordan Howard is practicing on a limited basis all week long, and because John Fox is, kind of an a-hole, we have no idea what's going to happen when it comes to Jordan Howard here on Sunday, if he's going to play, if we should play him. Faces of Pittsburgh defense has been very, very tough against the run. So I would not be surprised at all if he winds up not playing. But let's say he does. I believe it's a 1 o'clock start, so we don't have anything to, forget about here. If Jordan Howard plays, Scotty, should we play Jordan Howard?
Dr. Ray was on yesterday saying that it's probably not going to keep him out. Injury risk category low on his Roto Experts play card. The inside injuries, health performance factor above average, health performance factor on a 0 to 100% scale, 70%. So I don't think that's going to be a possibility that he's out. That said, it is certainly not a slam dunk play against that.
Right.
Obviously against that Pittsburgh defense. So it depends on your other option. You know, my lineup ranks, I have him ranked number 18 at running back.
So you have a number 18, so you're pretty high on him then.
I'm not high on him. I'm not incredibly low on him.
I mean, if you drafted him, you kind of have to play him.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you're going to have much better options. And
that's the thing.
Let me ask you this, Scotty. You have Jordan Howard. I don't have your lineup ranks in front of me. I apologize. But you have Jordan Howard at 18. Where do you have Tariq Cohen?
Five spots behind.
Does he?
Yeah. 23.
Well, that's so interesting to me that you have Cohen rated.
Well,
under.
I mean, if the Bears get inside at five and stuff, and you get that touchdown.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, Cohen against that front seven. I don't know if he's going to get loose. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's a great matchup for either one of them. But I think with Howard being able to play, he gets the carries behind the tackles and maybe in short yardage if they can move the ball. You know, Cohen. Look, I'm not saying I don't like Cohen. It's like, you know, I have him in the 20s, so, you know, I like him as a flex. I just feel like, I can't totally change my outlook after just 2 weeks. I feel like Howard's an RB2 and Cohen's a good flex.
I will say this, whatever this means, Kyle Long expected to play this week for Chicago, back at left guard.
That's a big help.
He's their best offensive lineman, both in run blocking and pass blocking. That should do something.
Tariq Cohen is leading running backs in targets, though. And if you're in the PPR, Tariq Cohen's an RB2, borderline RB1.
Yeah, I agree with you.
The thing, too, is the game script.
He's top 12 this week?
The game script may dictate Tariq Cohen having a large part.
Borderline.
If they start pulling away.
You're saying borderline RB1.
He's like running backs and targets.
So you're saying borderline RB1, that means he's top 14 this week?
Yeah, I think so.
So
you would start him over Crowell?
I wouldn't start him over Crow.
Would you start him over McCoy?
I wouldn't start him over Shade.
Would you start him over McCaffrey?
I wouldn't start him over McCaffrey, no.
Would you start him over Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry
is, Seattle.
See, here's the thing. I think I would start, if I had to make that decision, I think I would start him over Derrick Henry, mainly because that's DeMarco Murray's backfield, even though Murray's not practicing.
Wait a minute. Scott, you just told me you have me 18 in your lineup ranks, Jordan Howard.
Yeah.
You have him 32.
No, I don't.
Is this Jake's?
27.
Yeah, he has him at 18.
It's 30. I'm looking at him.
Yeah. Hold on.
Wait, what does this say to you, Corey?
Week 3 lineup rankings, Jordan Howard.
No, you do have him at 32.
You're at 32. That is a major difference in 18.
I just don't like his skill set against that front seven.
Wait a minute! You just offended him at number 18!
Who?
Jordan Howard!
We talking about Howard or Cohen here?
You told me one moment ago, Jordan Howard's your number 18 running back. He is your number. I said he's not. He's your number 32 because he just pulled your lineup ranks out.
Scott, I'm getting Scott. What are we doing, Scott?
Can we check some homework?
What are we doing? Right, I need to check your homework.
I need to check your homework now.
You might. I made a mistake here. I got Howard. I got Howard at 32, and I got Cohen at 23.
Oh, okay. So you were right.
I was looking at my standard because there's a big difference in the standard versus the PPR.
Certainly so.
I was looking at the wrong set of rankings.
Sure, but even in your standard, you have Jordan Howard at 31.
Yeah.
You don't have an 18 anywhere. But that's a major difference.
Yeah, but that was before. I haven't changed it since I talked to Dr. A. That was because of the injury.
So you're moving
him back up. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good clarification. Okay. Yeah. So you... You haven't changed him since you talked to Dr. A, which is fine.
Yeah.
So you're. If you...
Sometimes I need help checking this stuff over, like an intern. So I'll see if Corey's available for an internship.
Okay. So you're moving Jordan Howard back up to solid RB2 status. Is that what you're saying, Scotty?
Taking a look at my PPR, probably move him back up to about 22. I would say.
Okay. But it's still as an RB2,
right behind Buck Allen.
So you then feel comfortable in the PPR. Starting Jordan Howard as an RB2 this week.
I do, yes.
Okay, that's all I'm trying to clarify here.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Jordan Howard owner. Yeah. I need to know what to do.
Well, I was stunned too. I didn't change that yet. Right.
Okay. But if you're a Jordan Howard owner, you pretty much have to play him, right?
So,
I mean, what are your other options?
So me personally, yes. I have no choice. Like I got two text messages last night. He's like, dude, are you really starting Jordan Howard? I'm like, yeah, well, what else am I supposed to do? He's like, do you want me to trade you Chris Johnson? I'm like, no, I don't want Chris Johnson. Yeah, you
it's not 2008.
You effing, you know what?
You didn't say that.
Yes. Oh, I didn't say the
F. No, you did not.
I said the actual word.
He said the actual word.
Yeah. My other options literally is Orleans Darkwa. That's all I have behind. It's all I have behind Jordan Howard on this team. So, you know, I think other people might have better options than Jordan to match with Jordan Howard. I don't in particular.
Yeah.
But I think other people could. So.
Kyle Long's back helps, and look, Dr. A says the shoulder is not a major concern.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was out yesterday. Dr. A say why he was in a sling then?
I can't remember. But okay. Looking at the player card, though, in Roto Experts, it's, you know, I can recall a lot of what he said. He said they didn't think the shoulder's a major concern for him.
All right.
Oh, you know what Dr. A said yesterday? That reason why Andrew Luck is not, like, practicing to play anything like that? He was like, they probably feel as if they put him back out there, he can re-injure the labrum again, which would put him at probably about another 4 weeks. So we're looking at a possible week 8.
Oh man, I wonder who said that.
I think they might shut him down.
Corey, good call by you.
Yeah. Speaking of quarterbacks, we got the break coming up. Speaking of quarterbacks, it looks like Sam Bradford is going to return here this Sunday. He's gotten into practices this week.
I think I'd rather him not return this week because Dr. Ray was saying if he gets that another week, the bone bruise can heal.
Okay.
And
yeah, Dr. Ray.
I'm looking at the long game here. I don't want it to become, like he said, if he plays on it and then there is pain, it can become a fracture. And then
it really depends on the swelling and the pain going up to Sunday, and nobody can predict that.
Well, I think potentially, and I could be wrong, that pain, Scott, and that soreness was so bad last Sunday, because I thought he was going to play all week. And then he got out there, and I guess he must have been hurting really bad on Sunday, because he came right back on Wednesday and practiced on Thursday, practiced Friday. Like,
Practice is different than playing in the game.
Extremely different. But he didn't even practice last week. Right? Like, it's extremely different playing a game. He didn't even practice leading up to week two. He's practiced the entire week leading up to week 3.
Yeah, but it means getting better. And I've seen some of the practice film. You know, just from the naked eye, I don't know. It's going to be a game time call.
Okay.
Between what Dr. Ray says.
We'll talk more about Minnesota and the Vikings and a whole lot more injuries on the other side. Red West in the morning. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Are you new to daily fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money and lots of it by going to dailyroto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to dailyroto.com to rock daily fantasy sports.
Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, here with you guys. A lot of injuries, of course, to cover as we look toward week number 3. Now, we were talking about Minnesota, and Scott feels, and he's really right, that Sam Bradford is a legitimate question mark here for the Vikings this week. And if he does not play, and Matt, I know you have said as a owner of many Vikings, you don't want him to play because you're looking long term. You want everybody healthy for the long term. If he does not play, what do you do with all your Vikings? Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, Kyle Rudolph. What do you do?
I'm pretty much going to roll them out again. I was stubborn last week. I did it.
Correct.
I just think Diggs is super talented. I got to hope Case Keenum can get him the ball. There was at Pittsburgh last week. It was, you know, going on the road. This week, they are home. Tampa Bay's defense is an improving defense, but it's a home game. And look, Case Keenum has gotten the ball to receivers before. So I'm not taking Diggs out, so I don't really think, what am I putting in ahead of him? And if this kid catches, you know, another couple of touchdowns or a bunch of passes, even Thielen. I mean, Thielen in the slot should get play. Rudolph should get some passes. So I'm going to roll them out there, unless I had this better option, which I don't foresee.
To me, it doesn't matter. He's at home. Case Keenum is a mediocre quarterback no matter where he is. But it's hard to take Diggs out. With Thielen, it depends on your other options. With Rudolph, you may not have a choice because of all the tight end damage that's going on. I would say I would lean towards putting him in, but not having high expectations.
Corey, when it comes to the Vikings, Thielen and Diggs and Rudolph, if Bradford is not the starting quarterback on Sunday, do you play these guys confidently?
No, you played them. Are you going to be confident about it? I don't think you can be. Case Keenum is not, you know, he's adequate. Can you get the job done? I think you have to tip of your expectations if you put those dudes in your lineup this week. More than likely, what the guys are saying is true. Who are you going to replace him with? You feel what I'm saying? You going to sit him and play Paul Richardson? You feel what I mean? Can't do that.
You know, I think I...
You'd be foolish to do that.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to put in Terrence Williams.
Mm-mm.
You know, I think it's tough. I think it's very, very tough. I know last week, people did have options, right? Like I know a friend of mine had Martavis Bryant,
yeah.
And he played him over Stephon Diggs and played some other guy. He was able to put some other guys in his lineup.
Yeah, it depends on who else you have.
No question about it.
It's a team-to-team basis.
Yeah.
Now, for a general overview, what I'd be worried about if Bradford does go out there with the bone bruise, I worry about him leaving the game.
That's another reason why.
See, the way Dr. A broke it down, though, I think it's going to be clear because he said that it depends on how much swelling and pain there is. And if there's swelling and pain, and that means there's fluid around the knee, they can't risk it. So if he's got swelling and pain, he's not going out there. I think it's pretty clear.
Yeah, but Dr. A's diagnosis was, you know, pretty much if he got that extra week, it should be healed. And say... You know, say there's some pain, but it's manageable at game time, and then it either gets worse or he re-injures it. So that's why I'm hoping, from his diagnosis yesterday, I think the smart move, sit him one more week, get him healthy. There's a long season ahead.
He's going to be a game time decision on Sunday morning. So we'll have that covered for you on Lineup Lock Live. You feel what I'm saying? But he will be a game time decision. So after we find out that, then you can make your judgments on what to do with the Minnesota Vikings receiving crew. But I don't know. It's injuries are very painful this time of year.
Well, if you don't get Sam Bradford here on Sunday, you may want to make a little bit of a wager on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Get that in now before you know. And when you do, go to mybookie.ag, and that's where you should make it. Mybookie.ag is the safest and the most reliable place to place your wager. Remember, you get paid within 2 business days. So if you win on Sunday, you can cash out Monday. You'll get paid by Wednesday. If you've never signed up before, we're willing to give you a 100% cash bonus. All you need to do, enter in Roto Experts. That's it, Roto Experts. Roto Experts is the promo code for you for mybookie.ag, and you get a 100% cash bonus into your account. You can have live in-game betting. You can bet on their mobile app. It's fantastic. It's MyBookie at the App Store. MyBookie.ag. Promo code is Roto Experts. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.ag. Once again, promo code is Roto Experts.
So how do you feel about my dog of the week, Giants plus the 6?
I hope so.
As a Giant fan, you think
it's a must win?
It really is.
It's a must win. I think everybody's in on Philly, so I understand the Giants' love. I mean, it's going to be are they somehow going to be able to stop Fletcher Cox? Are they somehow going to be able to stop Brandon Graham? I don't know how they would. I don't know why I start now. So, you know.
Put New Orleans Dock where in the backfield pass block.
Should.
Lower Red Allison and Evan Ingram.
By the way, speaking of the Giants offensive line, I'll move on in just 1 second. Someone was talking to Giants beat reporters last night. They paid Rhett Ellison and DJ Fluker, who does not play. Rhett Ellison's, you know, a backup tight end. A combined $6 million. You know who's also making $6 million this year? He's named Andrew Whitworth. He's starting left tackle for the Los Angeles Rams, who's allowed 0 sacks and 0 pressures and is amazing while the Giants sit here with the worst left tackle in the NFL.
There's going to be a change in general manager for the New York
and
Giants.
Giants gave Brandon Marshall $6 million.
Oh, fantastic.
Too, when you mentioned Whitworth, John Sullivan, I also talked about veteran center there. He made a great block on Gurley's tough short touchdown run.
John Sullivan left that game injured last night. Came back in though.
When would the Ravens leave to go to London?
They left last night. They said.
Did they leave Terrence West behind?
I don't know. They were told this week to go to bed a half hour earlier to get
acclimated. I'm curious to know if they left Terrence West behind, because if Buck Allen could go crazy this week.
Buck Allen is definitely going to be a good play, but I do think it's a tough defense. As long as, like, Bortles, and I'm not putting it all on him, because it was a couple tip passes that were interceptions, but that's when the game got out of reach, when, you know, those balls got tipped, the interceptions occurred, and the field flipped, and they were playing at a disadvantage.
844-843-6879. 844-843-6879. Let's go to Joey in Buffalo. Joey, good morning.
Joey.
No Joey?
Bill's Mafia?
Bill's Mafia. All right, instead of Joey, we'll go up to Boston to talk to Anthony. Good morning, Anthony.
How are you?
No Anthony either. All right, we're over 2. Nevertheless, we'll move on. What was that? All right, there we go. So, talking about Terrence West, he may not play here this weekend. And that also reminds me of DeMarco Murray. And I think there's a legitimate chance, probable chance, we don't see any of DeMarco Murray this Sunday. Is Derrick Henry going to go crazy against the Seattle Seahawks, Corey?
He may not go crazy, but if Derrick Henry, if DeMarco Murray is out, and that's a 405 start, the NFL, please, would you please cooperate with us, if at least for 1 week, Matt?
It's been tough, especially like Odell Beckham, Sunday night, Monday night
game. Yeah. And then that's a 405 start. You got to deal with this at 405. But if I put it like this, if he's not on the practice field, see, DeMarco Murray is such a veteran. He doesn't really need to be on the practice field and still go. And DeMarco Murray don't want nobody taking his job, so he's going to try to push his way out there anyway. I look at it like this. Like I said, I wish we could figure out what these players are doing. But I would say this. If DeMarco Murray is a no-go, Derrick Henry is a must-start. He's a top 12 running back.
Now, here's the thing with Murray. RotoExperts.com player card, inside injuries. Injury risk category high. Health performance factor poor, and 37% on the health performance factor scale from 0 to 100%. It doesn't look good for him at all. And that Seattle defense, if the offense forces them to stay on the field too long, you can bank on a Derrick Henry touchdown.
And two things: one, Buck Allen may end up being like the best pickup of the year.
He might be.
The role he's in, everybody going down around him. And with Henry, if there's two ways. Say Henry gets the start. What if he doesn't impress and he gets the start? Do we say it was the Seattle defense? I believe he will impress if he does get the start. But I'm just trying to play like, you know, devil's advocate here. Because everybody, we're all going crazy. We all got, you know. If he doesn't impress, is it worthy enough to save the Seattle defense when we saw Carlos Hyde kind of shred them last week?
Here's the thing. The way that they play their playbook, what they try to do is like on stretches and counters, they try to get their running backs one-on-one against defensive backs. And when you get one-on-one against like guys like Chancellor, Sherman, and Thomas, you know, they play the run very well. So he's going to have to work very hard for his yardage. But in the fourth quarter, if that defense is worn down, he can start rolling up some better numbers.
By the way, Scott, I see you don't want to start Dwayne Allen here this Sunday. I was reading a report, Mike Reese, ESPN beat reporter for Pats, kind of just tweeted out a big column about Gronk and his status. And it looks like there's a legitimate chance he does not play Gronk this weekend. If he doesn't, then Dwayne Allen obviously becomes one of those things.
Becomes a thing, yeah.
He becomes a thing for sure. Some other running backs, much like Derrick Henry, that you're going to want to start here this weekend. One of those guys is probably going to be Jay Ajayi, but this knee seems to be in bad shape,
yeah.
Corey.
The knee seems to be in bad. You're right, Greg. He's not practicing. Once again, he's not practicing. But like you said, today is the key day. Today is the key. Can he get on the practice field today? So if he's on the practice field today, if you're a Jay Ajayi owner, you'll feel better about it. At some point throughout the course of this season, though, he's going to need some maintenance on that knee.
Yeah.
So that's the way I feel about it. But going to be interesting to see how the situation plays out this week. I don't think you can start Kenyon Drake anywhere. I just think it gets more love for the passing game. But then again, son ain't practicing either. Devontae Parker. Oh, my God. It's only week 3 with him.
Yeah.
Week 3 with a lot of guys.
I almost said I hate him, but I don't want to say that. That's not
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, with Ajayi, you know, the head coach said that, you know, it's minor. You know, and I think that he's probably going to play. Inside injuries has him as elevated injury risk. Health performance factor.
How can you say he's probably going to play? He's not practicing.
He said it's minor.
I think both Parker and Jai.
They're holding him out till today.
But I'm going to say this:
okay.
When it comes to that knee injury, this is the one injury that scares me. If I ever see Sammy Watkins' foot, I get nervous. When I see Jay Ajayi knee, I get nervous. I'm a Jay owner. I'm holding my breath every time.
Tyler Eifert
down,
back.
That. Yeah, exactly. Take a break. More Roto-X protect for this. Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning, and listen, we could all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day, and they help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package. RotoExperts.com/DKMS. That is the place to go to find out more information when it comes to cancer research. And when it comes to bone marrow donations, you got to go to RotoExperts.com and find out more information about cancer research. We all have had someone that has been affected by this terrible, terrible disease, and we all need help. And I think there's no shame in asking for help. There's no shame in looking for help. And I think you go to rotoexperts.com/DKMS. You can just find more information on how you can help. And it's extremely, extremely important. And I recommend anyone that's interested in this, go check it out. Just find more information now. There's no requirement to become a donor of any sort. Just read more information. It's rotoexperts.com/DKMS. And after you read through the fantastic information that's on the website, you scroll down, you click at the bottom, you play the fantasy game. You have the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl if you win in said fantasy game. And I know Scott, not that he needs to go to the Super Bowl, but he's put a lot of in together. If you please turn your mic on, son. He's turned in a lineup. He's got a good sleeper in it. So listen, you want a chance to go to the Super Bowl, you should be listening to this.
By the way, I'd love to go back to Minnesota. Love spending time out there. Jay Cutler, 11,400.
It's got to be born out there. It really has to be born out there.
It's not. The nightlife is really good. The Mall of America is majestic. There's a lot to do.
Is there black people out there, Scott?
What?
Is there black people out there?
I don't want to answer
that. I don't know about that, but I know Scott says they have great Japanese food.
Okay, yeah, well, there you go, right
good
there.
Good breakfast, good food okay. out there. Yes, the Vikings.
Xavier Rhodes.
The cab driver to the airport.
Stephon Diggs.
Hey, can we get your lineup now?
Yeah.
Nice. Scott,
yeah. What are you trying to do here, Corey?
The mayor of Minnesota. Yeah. Scott Engel.
No, Jay Cutler, 11,400. Christian McCaffrey, 11,400. Kareem Hunt, 15,000. I got Zach Ertz in there, too, at 9,300. I'm not going to give away the whole lineup, but my sleeper is Kenny Stills at 8,700 against the Jets with Devontae Parker banged up and Landry a little bit dealing with the knee. I think Stills could hit a big shot or two. And also, Corey, I'm going with your guy, that bum Isaiah Crowell at 9,400. Corey, I need Isaiah Crowell to do something.
No, you're right. I do too.
If he doesn't do it this week, we're going to have him have lunch with Eddie Lacy.
If I'm not going to go that far with Crow, but I'll be honest, if Crow don't do it this week, y'all can start calling up. Y'all can start adding me. You know what I'm saying? We don't want Crow.
If Crowell doesn't do it this week, I'm going to have to review your running back rankings next preseason.
Thank you, Scott.
I put Terrell Pryor in my contest. He came out and said he's going to have a great season, and it starts on Sunday.
What he said?
Smart man against the Oakland Raiders. It's smart to say, this is when my season starts.
Well, he's got to catch the damn ball.
He does have to catch the damn ball. It's been a good game out of Kirk Cousins and Washington. But like I said, rotoexperts.com/DKMS. That's where you go participate in this draft, in this contest for an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. And it's also where you read about more information on becoming a bone marrow donor. We'll have more information on this coming up on Fantasy Best Friends Forever, as we'll have a live guest in studio talk about DKMS.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we do it every Friday on the Fantasy Football Best Friends Forever.
This Friday is the day I come back down here for old school fantasy to remix. So I'm normally taking a siesta, Matt Medica style.
Yeah. I love that.
Siestas are needed on Fridays. Yep. Triple headers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you got the triple headers. We'll have Rafael Bravo in on BFFs to love talk that, a little DKMS. Rafael Bravo, it's a strong name.
Who is that? Should I know him or he's just like a he's one of the people?
He's a dude that's coming in.
Okay, cool. That's what's up.
Yep, absolutely. I mentioned before, Kerwin Williams no longer a thing. Chris Johnson.
Why is he no longer a thing?
Because Bruce Arians says he's no longer a thing. Chris Johnson's
going to get the start.
Yeah, Chris Johnson's the starter.
Yikes. Mm-hmm. You can't beat out Chris Johnson. Something's wrong with you.
Mm-hmm. I wish they would give Williams more of a shot, though. I'm just saying.
I agree. I think
I didn't go picking him up and all that. I'm just saying, as...
I picked him up somewhere. I'll be totally honest with you and transparent. I picked him up. I spent $12 on the waiver wire. I felt I was like, all right, pretty good buy. $12, whatever.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I already dropped him for Orland Starkloff. You know me, Scott. Yeah, I don't pay.
I got like 3-4 shares of Orland Starkloff now. Depth.
I don't know why. I don't know why I'm doing this. Why am I picking up a running back on a team that, number one, doesn't run the ball? Number two, is the worst offensive line in the NFL. Why am I doing this? I don't know.
Maybe you need him in a bye week. Might have a decent matchup.
Or if Jordan Harris doesn't play.
Darkwa.
That I wouldn't put that dude nowhere near my team.
Yeah.
He's averaging 5.1 yards a pop.
And 13 carries, Scott. And 13
it's
carries.
Better than Paul Perkins.
It's a limited sample size. Hey.
11 rushing touchdowns. You know about limited sample size.
Let's take a break. When we come back, I want to get into the Green Bay Packers here. We'll do that on the other side. For Roto Experts in the morning, we also make some predictions for the game. Coming up this hour, is Mike Lyon. Will Scott be the defending champion? Will he hold it down? Find out this hour on the Roto Experts.